and welcome to the Sparkle Pod, Move It Mama's very own podcast. A community connected through exercise, but so much more. The Sparkle Pod aims to sprinkle a little bit of everything, from sparkle and sunshine to our daily grind and rigmaroles. We hope you enjoy.
Hello, welcome back to the Sparkle Pod. Did you know that next month it has been nearly a whole year of the Sparkle Pod? We thought about doing a podcast a few years ago, but our friend self-doubt shunned our dreams. Then a few wise men who have helped the business out recently plugged the idea to us, and that week we were on. In our wardrobes. It's been so cool. We've had so many great messages from you relating to what we're talking about, enjoying the wafflier ones, as well as enjoying our guests. So thanks. And just to be clear, the self-doubt friend still lingers every single week we post an episode, but we find the magic in conquering her every time. This week, it's the three of us in our wardrobes. Lisa's here, but somehow I've ended up with the intro gig. But today we're talking anything and everything. Lisa's also been asked a lot about her drinking hiatus, or whatever you might like to call it, what happened over the long weekend socializing with friends, so we'll debrief on that too. Debrief. Let's first say hi to the sissies. Hi, Lise. Hi, Sha. Whoa.
Hello.
Hi, that was a real treat just sitting back and listening to that.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize I was going to read it, so I made do with what I had. How are we? Yeah, go.
If you were to paint a picture of what self-doubt looks like, you described her as female.
Shit, man. The second I identified self-doubt as female, I was like...
I want to know what she looks like
if you visualize her.
Wait, can we just take it back to the people that are non-observant and I don't even know that you called it a gender? Can you rephrase that sentence? I mean, repeat that sentence because I don't remember you saying it was a gender.
Go. I said our dear friend self-doubt shunned our dreams. And then when I brought it back to self-doubt, I said, and just be clear, the self-doubt friend still lingers. Every single week we post an episode, but we find magic in conquering her every time.
Oh my gosh, I just didn't hear that.
We all identify as female, so it's not surprising that you gave her she. I'm happy with it, but I don't care about that. I want to know what she looks like. Like, does she look like?
She wears pink sparkly dresses. Yeah.
Queen. Quips.
Quips. No. Sha, that's a big question. I don't know. Lisa's probably answering that.
Well, it's a thunderous cloud.
Mm. Hey, like the Wonder Weeks app, you're yes. sad. Just like we were just talking about that.
Under at the moment.
Yeah. I relate it to, you know, when you're feeling confident, you feel quite full of sunshine, and then when you're getting a bit of if she's looming, it's a thunderous cloud.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, it's like, and it's just over analysis. And she's not sort of swaying to more female traits or anything like that, but it just sounded better with my flow.
I know Jess is similar to me, but Sha possibly doesn't have as much self-doubt as us though, Jess, I reckon, in situations. Do you reckon?
Disagree.
Okay. I disagree. Well, I think with work stuff, I think sometimes like if it's Moving Mama or anything to do with work, I feel like because we live down the road from each other and we're talking about it constantly, Lise, we're worse off in that part of our life.
Yes, yeah, Sha? I think with podcasts, I didn't know you had your hand up, Sha. Sorry. I just want to quickly say with podcasts, I tend to overshare. And I tend to go back and analyze what I said, then when I listen to it before we air it, I find myself cringing at my own content, to be fair. And I think I can be quite painful, and so that gives me the thunderous cloud.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, possibly on the same lines, I have just as much self-doubt, but maybe because I'm not as open about things, maybe I don't express that as much, perhaps.
When I express some self-doubt within something, you're quite quick to be like, back yourself, Lise, it's awesome.
But I definitely have self-doubt all the time.
Yeah, but as you're saying, Jess, that's possibly because she's not immersed in it like we are, because you and me are similar like that. With we both relate to the business self-doubt, but Sha's one to go nah, or do this differently or something, back yourself
when it comes to work stuff. Yeah.
I just deleted Instagram off my phone, and I've never done that before.
Oh well, my God. Because, that is a mic drop.
Yeah, because I'm actually just so over it a bit. Like, I'll tell you what I'm over is I'm over the fucking ads.
Stop. Oh my gosh. And like, because you liked that person's reel, we're now showing you this reel.
Yeah. And like, I know we've done an ad with the relationship with Augustine. We're given that stuff. So that's been an ad. So it's probably pot calling the kettle a little bit and a bit hypocritical, eh? But I'm so,
stop. Yeah. Why can't you just not check it on your phone? Why do you have to delete it off your phone?
Yeah. Well, hello, you'd probably be the same.
I do it a lot, but you've never expressed that concern. Oh, got to that point?
Oh, I was just like, fuck, this is the same shit. I tell you what, I follow too many people who prance around. Oh, fuck, this is so bad.
Yeah,
but like, I follow too many duds.
This is gold. This is good.
But my question, Jesse, is over the years, I've told you that I've done that, and you're like, oh, yeah, but you've been like, yep. Yeah, good, supportive of it, but you've never felt the need to take it off your phone. So there's a difference. You could just not look at Instagram anymore. Why do you need to take it off your phone? You're addicted to checking Instagram.
Oh, of course. It's just like it's a habit. So to break it, it's easier if the app's not in my phone.
It's interesting.
Give us a few years and we'll be off alcohol, Lise.
Drop leading into our next segment, but I don't know,
you see,
I'm probably not in a great mood, so I was a bit like, ah, fuck this, and got rid of it, you know.
Yeah.
So are you following, like, who's annoying you, like, obviously without saying names, what kind of content's annoying you?
So I just follow too many like fashion-y people who like just prance around in the mirror so much and stuff.
Ironic.
Yeah.
Given your latest post.
What was it?
Just in the mirror, but Beau, I mean, it wasn't about you. Beau was asleep on your shoulder, but
I didn't see it.
I
love that you've done that, and I think more people need to get rid of shit, eh? Like, and if something's harming you a little bit or putting you in a negative mood, that's a really good a good move.
Let's be clear that it wasn't Instagram putting me in a big negative mood, but I was a bit like, also, I was sat at my computer and I was working, and I noticed myself checking it intermittently, and I'm like, this is such a waste of my time. I've got a short window to work, and this is such a waste of my time. Get off this bloody waste of time and get rid of it. So that was,
you know,
it's
like when you put things on story too, like I loved how I didn't have anything on my story in the weekend. It just like, you just feel like a little bit less cluttered, eh? Like you can stop, you don't check it for the answers or replies.
Well, I just think we're all probably a little bit addicted to our phones.
We're a bit fucked up, eh?
Yeah. Sha, are you? Or now you good?
Yeah, I'm a new mom, so the amount of time that I'm spending on my phone is way more than I would normally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an adjustment.
But, you know, I tried to combat that by doing things like cleaning the toilets and getting my chicken thighs marinated.
I'm like loving seeing you twirl your ponytail.
Yeah, what are you marinating your chick thighs in?
Total a bit of a white lie. I actually crumbed them. So egg and bread crumbs for some, you know, chicken nuggies.
I wonder why your brain and decided to say marinade instead of crumb.
Your brain decided to use her, like it just came naturally. I don't know. Anyway, Lise, how was the weekend? Because I know that lots of people are wondering.
Oh, like to be honest, I'm feeling a bit flat about my. I feel a bit flat at the minute because I think I'm quite a pain, and. I understand that I am. I'm really happy about this chat with you guys because I feel like with the whole Jess has had a vomiting bug, my friends have all had vomiting bugs. I feel really disconnected to people at the moment, and I'm feeling a bit sad about that this morning. So that was a change of subject, but my weekend was great, but I do feel like I'm not ready to talk about that yet, Char. Oh. Like, and maybe in 10 minutes.
Right. Okay. Far out. The anticipation is killing the folk.
What should we talk about in the meantime?
I'll say.
To the Instagram.
I was audioing one of my good friends, and I said how we're just about to do a potty, and it's really good timing. It's almost like I feel with people, and if I haven't, like my sisters and my close friends, how I feel like with my husband, if we don't have connection time, you kind of, you know, it's sort of just, you sort of drift further apart. And it's great that we have this time to chat, because it's hard sometimes and we're all busy and stuff. So it's nice to connect with you guys and chat.
You are. So like
I feel like
that,
I haven't. Yeah, I'm a bit weird. I know. I know
lots of people are like that. I don't think I'm that like that, though.
Yeah, like I really saw, when I saw Nina in the pram today, I wanted to stop and kiss her, cuddle her, but I'm just so paranoid about this bloody bug.
It's so, because it's absolutely going around
with it.
No,
yeah,
I
but
know.
Our family, yeah, and no one understands how scarred we are from it, and you feel like a loser, pretty much. I feel like a loser. So anyway, I'm going to... I think I need to come over at some point this afternoon. And obviously, Tommy Twig, I haven't seen him in a long time, so that's just shit.
Yeah, by the time Tommy Twig comes, though, the vomiting bug will have really done the rounds and it's gone.
Yeah, but Tommy Twig's already so big, and I feel
Tommy
like
Twig's
that sucks. Because, like, even his thighs,
his
like, when I met Tommy Twig, he was spindly and newborn, and now he's actually quite big, Aisha.
Yeah.
He's, like, he's delicious,
he
and it... And
I'm
just wish
I actually need to get him out of this size 2 nappy, which is like 4 to 8 kilos.
Chat.
And he's 6 weeks.
Is he leaking it though, babe? Is he getting poos out the sides and up the back?
We definitely did this morning. Yeah.
Just checking on that, because I would always go up a size if that was happening a lot.
Yes, yeah. Lisa always told me that. Go up a size if that's happening a lot. Make sure the willy's facing down.
I'm conscious that is boring chat. But as for him growing, yep, totally. Like, oh my God, they grow so fast.
Oh my God.
You know, all the fucking cliches that parents say are so true, and it's driving that part of parenting is really quite fascinating. Like,
yeah.
You know, you make a hot cup of tea and you need to have it hot. Like, it's so funny how shit works. But
I know.
Yeah, we are coming down really soon. And there's a small chance that I'm coming a couple of days earlier than I am.
Why?
Well. Oh, that's not good for me, because I'm not going to be here. So fuck that.
Still there till the same length of time.
Why?
Well, can you put it on? Can you go? Can you come stay longer at the end?
Can you stop? You're going to Fiji? Like, come on.
Oh, you said
you want to be in 7 different places.
No, I just want you to end your stay longer, so then I have more time.
Nah,
why are you coming earlier?
Because Em might be leaving earlier, so I could stay here on my own for a couple of extra nights, or I could come down there.
No, definitely come down earlier.
Definitely, and don't tell Mum, and just come straight to my house.
We'd be
buried.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? She'd be so dirty. That would actually cause a real big rift.
No.
You...
It would never happen. I was jokes, Mom.
Hey, what was I going to say? Oh, I think I was, you know, with the whole half drinking tea and coffee and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I always just let myself do that. Like, I nannied for a family of 4 in London a long time ago, and she always had half drunk tea everywhere. I never did that. I made sure I drank my tea.
You have a bit of perfect moment syndrome. So you probably waited for the right moment where it wouldn't get interrupted for the most part.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Whereas I think I'll take risks, or I'll try. I'll be like, oh, I'll enjoy it. They're awake, but I'll enjoy it.
No.
I won't.
No.
Yeah, dumb camp.
Lisa, I agree. I actually am making that a conscious effort to be like, you know what? No, he's okay. I can finish my mocha.
Yeah. Oh, is that the new drink this week?
She has a mocha powder one.
It's a sachet.
She has the sachets.
That wasn't last week though. You're having decaf
sachets. No, I mix it up. We've got decaf sachets, we've got mocha sachets, and I've got instant Mokona decaf.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and if you really want to live my life and understand when I have which coffee or which drink,
go on.
I can continue.
Go.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
At the moment, Tom Twig wakes up for a feed at about 5:45 a.m., which is when our alarm goes off. So timed well, feed, to get him down again because he's tired. So he goes down. It's like a 2 wake at the moment, like a 3 a.m. and a 5:45 a.m. So then he's asleep till about 8.
Good.
So before then, in that time, I have my Mokona instant decaf. Em makes it, brings it to bed. It's to the bine. And then with my breakfast, I'll probably have an Earl Grey tea.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. And then
that is like dad, man. Is that not like dad? And Earl Grey is my worst. Do you have milk in it or black?
Oh, milk, defo.
Oh.
And then I go to at like Smoko, which I'm calling 10 10 30. I have a mocha sachet, just so you know, the Avalanche brand. It's 99% sugar free. And then I got on to them from a friend, and then after dinner we have the decaf sachet, which we just share. Is that interesting?
What? Why do you share it?
Because don't really like getting up to wee in the night, but kind of want a hot drink. So we just go.
Oh, hard. Bloody hell. I woke up and my friend can sleep from 10 p.m. till 9 a.m. without doing a wee.
Who's that? And how come they are allowed to sleep till 9 a.m.?
That is Jessica Poff.
And what are her children doing before 9 a.m.?
I don't know. I just named it. I mean, I said to Dan last night, it was midnight or 1 in the morning, and I did had a decaf last night, and I got up at 1 bursting to wee. And then by the time I woke up again at 6 o'clock, I was bursting again to wee.
Is she having a hot drink at night?
I don't know, but on the weekend with my friends we were staying with, they have a cup of tea every night, and she doesn't even get up to wee.
I do. Outrageous. If I've had one of those.
Outrageous. I actually think it's been 10 minutes.
Yeah, same. I was thinking that. I was thinking, okay, this coffee chat's going to get us through to when she's ready.
I'd like you to take rein here and ask me questions to try and prompt my chat.
Over to you, Charlotte Twig.
Okay. The reason why I bring this up is because we get questions, right? And I can only imagine how many people have come to you directly, Lise, but I've also seen on Facebook and on some posts that people are desperate to know. How did the weekend go, and whether or not you had the glass of wine, which I know was a real point of contention that you mulled over for quite some time.
Excuse the pun.
Mulled. It wasn't mulled wine. Good.
It could have been. You didn't know.
Well, actually, good point. Yes. So please can you tell us, Lisa Jane Fong Yip, did you have the glass of wine, and how did you come to that decision?
Yeah, so I don't want that question to be the first one.
Oh,
right. That's too hard. Do you want to build suspense?
Yeah, kind of. And I want to talk about the beginning of the journey to go to the end of the journey.
Okay, how you ask yourself the question?
Yes, please do. Please.
Okay.
Back on my walk with Nina this morning, on my walk, what you didn't see when you saw Nina waving was that I was Teddy. So the Teddy that she was holding was like, Nina, give me a cuddle. The whole walk. Anyway, go, Liz. Ask yourself the question.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so give us some context then. People might not know. They probably do know if they're listening.
Nah, okay.
How long's
all right,
it been?
All right.
What happened?
I'm going to answer your question, Sha. So I set out to do 30 days, right? I just can't cope that you're laughing at me. I can't cope.
We're not. We're laughing at the fact. We're
laughing
at what we all just laughed at, how you should write the question.
Oh God. I know that I'm going to listen back to this and be like, God, I'm a dick. Okay.
No. Give the context. You were going.
I just,
30.
Because this is such a, like, for me, it's a really big deal. And I know some people just are probably like, oh, for fuck's sake, it's not a big deal. You just haven't had wine for 70 days. But that is a massive deal for me because I was drinking wine Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for the last 5 years, obviously in between when I wasn't pregnant. And it was just like taking a poo on a Friday. I was like, it's wine time, you know, and like without any thought. And that was all good and well. But obviously it got to the point where I was just feeling like I wasn't quite getting ahead of, I was taking two steps backwards. By Monday, I didn't feel as good as I felt on a Friday. And I knew I had to change something. So I thought, okay, right, I'm going to do 30 days without wine to see how I felt. Felt so bloody good that I kept going. And because I wasn't ready to incorporate it back into my life, I still felt like I just wanted to keep putting myself into positions that made me feel a little bit uncomfortable to try and pick at why it's uncomfortable and how I can manage it and how I can get through those things. And then it got to the point where, oh shit, now I'm following all these people that are like sober for 6 years or sober for 200 days. And I'm like, oh, I want to be like that. And then I thought,
okay, I'm going to be like that. So then I immersed myself in like podcasts about being sober. And what it got down to was like, am I doing this just to like count days and feel cool that I'm like ticking those days off? And it started to stress me out a bit. And that time, that night I did that Friday Night Post, I was still in that kind of pickle. And then people were offering me drink suggestions and I'm like, well, that's not really what I'm telling you about. But thanks. I'm sweet with my soda, with my splattered tonic and a posh glass. Anyway, woke up Saturday morning and had a bit of an epiphany in the fact that I've broken the habit. I don't want to go back to drinking Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just mindlessly. And I know I've broken that because of how great I feel, and I won't do that again. I'm not someone that will drink a whole bottle of wine anyway. I can control myself. I know I can just enjoy one glass of wine. I don't, it's part of my one of my most favorite things to do is with my family and friends is over some yummy food, enjoy a glass of wine. When I feel like that's a special time for me, you know? So it was such a a revolution for me, because I was like excited about a text Jen and I said, I'm going to have a glass of Pinot. Oh no, I said, do you drink Pinot? I'm going to have one. She said, I've got a special bottle of Pinot, babe. Even the label is special. I'll tell you about it when we're together. And she said, and 70 is a really special number because of the Queen's Jubilee and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I went to the supermarket with Dan and we got some stuff for a platter. And I finally felt like I'm not going to be gutted about this. I'm excited about this. And I guess I was a little bit antsy on like, oh, if I break it, does it mean I'm going to pick that habit back up? Is this boring chat, guys?
But were you actually like that? Because I feel like you knew you wouldn't pick the habit back up, didn't you? Like, is that actually the truth? I don't think it is.
What do you mean?
You know you won't pick the habit back up.
No, I know I won't, but I still was a little, there was a little glimmer of me of a little bit of like, oh shit, does this mean I might? But I know I'm not. I know I'm not.
Yeah.
But I still just get, it was still a little bit of like, because I haven't at all, what if I do and suddenly love it and want it? How do I differentiate special occasions to being with you on a sunny afternoon together, you know?
Well, that's a special occasion too, to be fair. But like, yeah, it's, I just think, I mean, a few months ago we talked about, I felt like you would break the habit and then enjoy it just intermittently.
Yeah, but that's exactly right. That's what I wanted to achieve, right? But then I got into this bit of a spiral of maybe I'm just not going to drink again, ever. But part of me and what makes me so happy is sharing a special nice glass of wine with special people. And it doesn't mean I need to have more and get drunk. And so anyway, I went and bought two really lovely red wine glasses because we don't really have any at the batch. And I got them from the local gift shop in Kaikoura, and I told the girl there and she was just so excited for me. Poured the wine and it was so yummy. The wine was Boundary Road Waipara or something, Pinot. And she said, the boundary is a really good name, babe. Like, this is your setting new boundaries. And like, the other thing is, it was a special occasion because we haven't really been away with that family, but that family has been a massive part of our life since we moved to Christchurch. So anyway, I enjoyed every drop of that glass. I had one glass. She had more than me and she offered me more, obviously. Do you want more, babe? And I was like, no, I actually don't, because it fulfilled me. It was what I wanted. And yeah. And then I was real stoked with my attitude and my brain after, because I didn't feel at all disappointed. I just felt like that was delicious. It was such the right thing for me to do. And I woke up the next day, I drank, like, that was at about 5 o'clock, one glass of wine. It was fine. A part of me in the morning thought, can I feel the effect, or is it just my mind? Possibly my mind, I would think. And then just went on, and I didn't want wine that night. I haven't had a wine since, you know? So, because I've created a new boundary.
I reckon part of it would also be like, the longer you go, that number gets more impressive for you.
Yeah.
So it becomes real hard to break because you're like, fuck, but then yes. I just start again with my count. Like, imagine if I got to 100. But like,
yeah,
that is all just a number. It really is.
Yeah.
Irrelevant.
And that's, you're right. Like, that's what I realized. I came to that conclusion on the Saturday morning that, and I was so stoked because I didn't go on Sunday. Oh no, I'm back at one. Like, I'm not no. doing, like, I've achieved what I set out to achieve. And like, that felt bloody good to get to that own conclusion.
Yeah. What do you think about people that would say kind of like, you know, you have how much you love sitting down with your family on the occasion with a platter and sitting around and enjoying a glass of wine, to people that would argue that, like, well, you can do that and it cannot be a wine in your drunk glass. It could be the non-alcoholic kind. But it just is it the taste and the flavor or the effect, or is it the habit, or is it the tradition and what it signifies? Is it the symbolism of that of wine? Do you know what I mean?
You know, I have no idea of the answer of that, because you can just do it with a tonic, can't you?
But
I'm not a real fizzy person either, though.
Yeah, like, so it's the wine, actually, the taste and the way it sits and the
pairs
way
with
it hits.
Food.
Yeah, is super yummy and enjoyable for your soul versus a bloody sparkling tonic.
Yeah, like someone was suggesting, well, not no discredit to people that were suggesting stuff, but like alcohol-free, like bubbly, or, and I hate bubbly. Like, I hate bubbly.
Yes, I saw, yeah.
But Shah, what do you think about that? Because that's what I've been learning a lot about, like, you know, when it's someone's 21st, you raise a glass, or a wedding, you raise a glass. Like, why is society, there's all these arguments, like, you know, why do you have to raise a glass to celebrate something when actually the alcohol is what's actually killing a lot, you know, like killing us a little bit silently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's real fascinating, but it's like anything that's just so like normalized or something now. And that raising a glass, if you like looked into that, I wonder how far back that actually goes.
Yeah.
It would go so far back.
Yeah.
But as for what you said, Jess, like, why does it need to be wine if we're like have a platter and a family occasion and stuff? But I think it's just whatever is in your glass makes it a different sort of feel or vibe or whatever the word you want to use. I don't really like the word vibe, but strangely, it changes things if it's wine, which if it's alcoholic, it almost changes things, right? Like, and perhaps that is the effect of alcohol. But it's a real fascinating one. And I reckon if you look into why we mark these occasions with wine, it would go so far back. And it is just all societal norms and, you know, this drinking culture that we've got in our country and probably all over the world. It's quite bizarre when you really think about it.
I think, like, at a time in that glass of wine that I had on Saturday night, I did sort of think, like, well, why is this – why couldn't I just do that with a soda or tonic or a kombucha or something? Like, I didn't think it was that amazing that I was missing out as well. That's the other thing. Like, I feel like I could just not drink, but if I fancy it, I don't want to put that pressure on myself. And I also know that I am someone that, because a lot of the stuff I've been listening to, it's talking to people that have a glass and then they have another glass, and then they have another glass and another glass. Like, I'm really good at stopping. And I think that's a great thing for me, because if I don't stop, I'd feel really sick, you know, and I don't want to waste the next day. I love living my life each day and giving myself that best kind of chance. Obviously, sometimes we go overboard, but I think I've sort of learnt, I don't know. I know that I don't want to be back into the habits of what I was in, because that was taking away the quality of my life.
Question. Just reading about like sleep training and stuff, which will come later in my lifetime. One of the things that they talk about is having the support of your partner for when it comes to sleep training, because I need to let my child cry it out perhaps. What was Dan doing, and was Dan on the 70 days, is Dan still drinking alcohol, and does he drink less now because you weren't, or how does that work.
Yeah, so he, the day that I decided to do 30 days was the day that second night in a row that he was not drinking any alcohol. He'd just been at like a tangi kind of thing for the North Island, and he'd saw a lot of his family, and a lot of them have stopped drinking because they're really diabetic, and a lot of them have died from alcohol pretty much. Yeah. And he decided he wanted to have a break, which is the first time in 13, 14 years of knowing him that he's ever done that. So that was really cool. I was like, right, sweet, that's great. Because I've wanted to do that for a while, but he's always been like, no, 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 no. You know, he, not like, no, you can't. But I could tell he was a bit gutted if I suggested it.
Yeah.
Because I sort of needed his green light almost, which is ridiculous. I can do my own thing, but it's nice, isn't it, Sha?
Yeah. Have
the support.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was quite cool at the initial stages, because for the first 2 weeks he wasn't having any alcohol, which we'd never done together before. And then he started reintroducing alcohol, and he cut back significantly. So he'll have a couple on a Friday and Saturday. And last night he didn't. Normally he would have. It's so interesting because it was a public holiday yesterday, and normally he would have had a couple, but he didn't. And I was like, cool. You know, that's cool. That's change, you know. And I said to him the night before brushing my teeth, when I still hadn't got the night before that I was had the Pinot after 70 days, I said to him the night before when I was brushing my teeth, will you still love me if I just never drink again, babe? Because I was putting so much pressure on myself. And he was like, oh, don't be silly, you know. But the next day when I woke up to that new revelation, yeah, it was cool. But, I mean, it didn't – having just the one glass didn't make him – go, oh, you're so amazing. Like, you know, he's just whatever, do whatever you need to do to make you happy. But he said to me, oh, as long as you don't, what's that awful word? If I drink, you don't, what's that word?
Resent?
No, like, no. Go at him with it, having a drink. Patronize me for drinking. And I said, oh, well, I haven't. And he said, no, I know you haven't, but as long as that you don't start to do that. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good shout, because everyone's different. I mean, he's different to me. We're all different. We all are doing things differently to help ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah.
So he's been really cool about it.
You don't have to let your baby cry it out, Sha, by the way, if you don't want to.
Oh, geez, I was thinking the same thing. Like, there's going to be listeners that are going to go to you, Sha.
Don't cry it out.
Did you do this?
Yeah.
Oh, have I ever can?
You do, Charlotte, you do whatever suits you best. As so people, you don't need to worry.
As, speaking of cliches, sorry, that people will tell you, you know your baby best. And I would say, I actually don't feel like I know my baby neither. At all, because I don't know what the fuck my baby wants.
Well, I mean, okay, that's interesting. That's a learning for me. But he's really good. Like, he will self-settle now, and he might have a little bit of a cry. And so I just assume let him do that, because I know that he will be okay. He's fed, he's clean, he's tired.
We just have to remember that everyone is different in the way that they parent, and each to their own. And you've got your own opinion, and the other people have got their own. I was thinking when I was doing Kirsten's HIIT workout, poor little Daisy was not settling. And I was just dying for Kirst. She was like, oh, Daisy, because she could see the monitor. Daisy, go to sleep. And I was like, oh, no, there might be people going, oh, go and get your baby. But anyway, what was so amazing is I said to her, oh, she said halfway through the workout, she said, oh, Daisy's asleep if you want an update. And I was like, thank goodness you gave the update, because I was so wanting to know.
Oh, that's good. That's always a win. Yeah. Gosh.
She's taken away the dummy. I think that was last week. So that would have been why she was struggling to settle, probably.
Yeah, it was more than a week ago, eh? But she's had a time of it, I think. I was thinking how, like, things don't just, like, solve your issues. So you talking about, Lisa, like, you know, not having the alcohol was so great. But, like, it doesn't solve all life's issues and, like, you know, yes, you might not have been as ragey because your PMS might not have been so bad because the alcohol's probably helped that a little bit, blah, blah, blah. But like, you still have your moments, because it just reminded me, because I was on my walk this morning and I complained to Anna at the coffee cart about how I've just yelled all morning at both the children. And she was like, she sarcastically was like, you just need to do your exercise, Jess. I was like, yeah, I've done it. I actually did it. She's like, sometimes it just doesn't hit right, eh? I was like, nah. You know, you can do these things, but like, and you can preach them to the cows come home that they help you. And obviously they help you in like in so many different ways, but they still, no matter what our good habits are or our bad habits are, like there are still daily like battles, you know?
Totally. And I did think I was so, oh no, do you know what it is for me? This is what I've kind of realized. Sleep deprivation. Like if I'm tired or I've had a shit night's sleep, or like, you know, how we had quite a busy time, that is a really big factor in my positivity and low self-esteem and, or not positivity, negativity, and a real, if I'm tired, I'm not good.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Sha?
I don't, oh yes, not related to sleep deprivation. Totally agree with that though, Lise. Like sleep right is the king wave of all things, I reckon. Sleep and like sunshine and time outside and you did. So what I was thinking before, Bunt, was you've posted something recently on your story. It was a bit of a rant about what?
Time and exercise. Time. Not having time? Yeah.
Where did that come from? What made you
the cancellations that? We're having?
I think so. Like, okay. And I think that's why I'm negative as well. Like I'm getting a bit negative of all these, the negative work stuff.
Okay.
I know. Do you know what I was saying to Poff today? Oh, I keep name dropping her, but I don't. She won't care. She'll be listening when she's cooking her dinner over a wine. I said, like, it's really hard when you've got your own personal life to deal with, but then your business is like, because Jess and I are obviously on the admin spectrum as well. We do, well, Jess does all the cancellations. I used to do them, but I obviously it's something that I'm not going to turn off and not see because it's how I can't do that. I need to be aware of everything in my business. But it's kind of like every time you get a bit of a kick in the guts. Because, and just lately it's been happening a bit, Aisha. Jess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And when you're trying to.
But you try not to take it personally.
Well, you do. But when you try and grow the business and you try and make it better for people, like you put in new workouts from the beginning and you put in postpartum and you know, we get new trainers to cover for, and we've got nothing, everything's flowing so nicely and that's still not good enough, you feel like.
Yeah. I'm really wary with this kind of chat though, LJ, and I know you'll tell me that it's fine, but like of complaining about shit like that when we're in a really fortunate position in terms of just the business as a whole, you know?
Yeah, no, but we work hard to get into that position though. Yeah. And I think I know what you're trying to say and I know I'll probably overanalyze it too. But I suppose it's just, we're just sharing that, like, it's not always positive, is it?
No.
Not always easy.
Sha, why did you ask that?
Because I guess I've been thinking about it. I've heard quite a few people say it to me recently, out and about, like not members or anything like that. You know, I'll get into exercise when I've got the time. And I just saw that, I don't know what made me think of it, but I find it a really fascinating thing. Like even think about how much time we spend on our social media or on our phone or whatever, or just like it's a really interesting thing that people say they don't have the time. And I liked what you said, because you said, you know, you do, obviously everybody's got
the same 24 hours in a day.
Same 24 hours, which I know some people, that remark annoys people probably. We don't know their full story. But the motivation as well, you know, we're not all motivated. You need to be disciplined and that stuff is what you said, what you wrote. I don't even know what got me thinking about it. But
I think people say
starting to return or think about returning to getting 20 minutes a day in.
And sometimes like, I think that saying no time is actually just, they just say that, like they're not in the zone. So they say they've got no time, because it's actually not, I don't think time is, I mean, get up 25 minutes earlier. Like
that's what I was going to say. It is the number one excuse. And yes, we've all got this, a different looking day and different things we do in our day. But basically you make the time. You just make the time if it's important to you.
I think that's one of with Move It Mama, I think that's one of the biggest things that I think I'd want to help people with, is like you can make the time. You need to want to.
Well, that's what, like, Oh, Shah, sometimes I just wish I could have paused back in the day when I had my four, because when they were younger, because I was organized, and the fact that I would hold off my exercise, which was annoying, and I wanted to do it as soon as I got up, you know, and I have the luxury of doing that now. But back then, it was nowhere feasible because it would be chaotic, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do a workout when it was completely chaotic. So I would think about when would be best. I'll wait for their lunchtime. And so then they can all sit around and have their food, and I'll have water there. I'll have everything there, and I'll just do 20 minutes, you know? And I remember when you would send me workouts that were maybe a bit longer, and I'd be like, oh, I don't think I'll be able to get through that because they'll start to annoy me, you know? And so I used to try and tell people, which we still try and do, but it's hard to communicate things, isn't it? Let's be honest. But with you and Tommy, like when you do start exercising, do it when he's awake. Have him there. Like Emma was doing her erg yesterday with him watching. Like, how good is that? And when he's asleep, that's when you can tidy up or do the washing or cook the food or, you know, do your housework.
Or have my cup of mocha.
Mocha.
And then my other question, have I forgotten it? Damn, I think I might have forgotten it.
Oh, no, too many segues. It's tangents.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I've forgotten, but that's okay. I've got my six-week check today with the women's health physio.
Yeah, that's so really cool.
I'm pretty excited about that one.
Yeah, how do you think that's going to go? Like, how do you feel? And
I feel good. Like, I do definitely, I have done some of Jess's postpartum things.
Breathing.
And tried some squats and lunges and those sorts of things as well that she does in those sessions, and I feel pretty good, so I'm hopeful that I get some good news this afternoon.
Yeah. Cool.
Prepare for all scenarios, I would say, though.
Yeah,
that's a good good thing to think about. I mean, that's a good way to go into it, Jess. Shah, I just want to tell you that you taught me that by doing your workouts, you taught me that you would say sometimes it's a privilege to move your body. So I use that a lot in my workouts now, because I honestly, when I'm finding it difficult or I'm negative about it, I always think it's a bloody privilege. I'm lucky to be doing this. And like when I did my strength this morning, like it was 23 minutes in total, and it just goes so fast. And oh my gosh, I'm so much stronger for it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is a privilege. That's it.
Yeah,
it is, and that's where I almost think like people that aren't making the time should just hold on to that, if anything, the amount of people out there who aren't able to do it. If you're able to do it, do it. And I just think, well, for too long as well, the benefits of exercise is focused on like the physical and how you look or how it will help you fit into some jeans or some bullshit like that. Whereas there are so many other benefits to it that can often can actually impact your life in a more positive way, even more, which more and more people are talking about, which is coming across in a lot of Instagram things that I'm getting tired of seeing as well. So I've turned it off.
She's off.
I'm off Instagram. Yeah. Next podcast, we'll check in.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm loving this journey. This is all so, I wonder in a few years, like I was talking to one of our very favorite people, Deb Buckley, last night.
I was going to ask, are you going to full name drop again? Good.
Yeah, name drop, because she's a friend of the club, isn't she?
She is.
Anyway, she was saying it's really funny because when I first started Movement Mama, which was years and years and years ago, when I was burpeeing every single workout, you know, she said there was no way I could keep up with you. So I would just, oh my gosh, Shah, you can text on this. Shah's just put a text through our Zoom chat.
Oh yeah,
saying she should go because her baby needs her. Okay, well, yeah, I'll quickly round up. But Deb was saying that she had to modify because she's a lot older than me as well. And it's just really funny because now I know growing and learning and all these years that go by, we all change and we all get older and we get slower and we need to change and adapt. And I'm sort of more understanding of her and what she was like, you know, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How good is Deb Buckley? Eh?
How good is Deb Buckley? Oh my gosh.
Had lots of good feedback from that grocery intake in the club.
Yes. Yep. Hey, that's cool. That's a good place to end, because moral of the story is Shah's baby's woken now, which is a little bit annoying. It's kind of not long enough, Aisha. And because by the time your physio appointment is, he'll be due a nap. So hopefully he can just, sleep somehow. Or he'll just, you'll just have to carry him.
He'll sleep in the car, won't he? And then clear transfer.
Guys, it's okay. My wife just got home and she's going to be home while I go to the physio. So.
Oh, cool. So just make sure he's fed up. He's all fed.
Just on the podcast.
How cool. Hey, but what I just thought was that's a good place to finish anyway, because when we come back next week, hopefully you're in the wardrobe and you can give us like a full rundown of the physio appointment, because it would, I think that would benefit a lot of people, just talking talking through that again.
Hey, guys, we need to do the podcast on Monday next week because I'm going to Fiji on Tuesday.
Oh, no fucking problem.
Right.
So we don't even have time for a sparkle spreader. Or could your wife pick up your baby and cuddle him while we do a sparkle spreader?
Yeah, she will. She will get him.
Okay, sweet.
Okay, Lacey,
sorry if you can hear her, by the way. I'm actually not in my wardrobe.
You're all lies. What's your sparkle spreader, Lacey?
Well, do you have to start with me?
I felt like because you raised the issue that you've got.
Well, I just didn't. I felt like we needed to round off with that. I'm thinking I look really cool right now because I've got a tracksuit on, and I actually got given it from my neighbour around the corner who's got a little clothing business called Hunter and Bow. And this tracksuit, I actually wanted to buy it, but she was like, Lise, you posted about the pink little set in the summer and I was so grateful. I just want to give this to you.
That's so cool.
So it is, and I saw her pop it in my letterbox and I quickly showered, quickly popped it on, and I wore it to the city and went dress shopping for the Movement Mama party, which is soon, guys. And that was really kind of her. So I just want to shout out to Hunter and Bow if you want to look it up on Instagram.
Hashtag not spawn, but hashtag gifted.
No,
hashtag
just really love
to
it.
Say that. Yeah,
no.
Okay, next up, we'll get the reel going with you. I mean, I'm being very hypocritical, but you can go and try it on in the mirror and film it too.
What?
Your new tracksuit.
I'm not, because you're not even on Insta. You won't even know if I do that.
Lisa, is Hunter and Bow the brand that you gave me the tracky shorts into?
You're going to wear them in the summer, babe, when you're postpartum about, 6 months or something?
Yeah, defo.
No, longer than that. Hey, what? We're in winter now, guys. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Oh, can you believe that?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's something I was going to say before. Yeah. It's June, so it means it's basically what?
June?
It's basically his first birthday. Thomas.
You said Thomas in some other forum.
Tom is going to be one before you bloody know it. And Nina's going to be five, and then Bob's your uncle.
Hey, what was I going to say? Oh shit, I've gone blank.
Sparkle.
Oh, but the year, but I was talking about the Sparkle Pod being nearly a year old, and in that intro, I was going to say, it feels a year. To be honest, it's gone by fast, but also it's caused a lot of headaches for a year. So
it feels about freaking 5 years.
So I was like, I was about to say, can you believe it? It's nearly been one, but I can believe it.
I know. Weird. Yeah. Time's weird, isn't it? Sometimes it fleets by.
Well, that's where I was going with that. I was like, can you believe that the Sparkle Pod's nearly one? Well, actually, yes, we can, because the year goes so fast, because we talk about that on every podcast so much that Mum is annoyed about it. Okay.
Anyway. Was that your sparkle spreader?
No, that's not my sparkle spreader.
I feel like you repeated that whole punchline a couple of times. It did what I do normally. That's cool.
Guts.
Go, sparkle spreader.
Sure.
That you're healthy?
Nah. I will say not there yet. Go, because I need to go. My sparkle spreader would be, my wife has chosen to put my baby in the same room as me now, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
So if you do hear any noise, it's him on the playmat having
so a ball. Typical.
Classic. Mm-hmm. But my sparkle spreader would be, I sound so cliche, but he's getting more fun.
He's smiling.
I probably wouldn't have had a sparkle spritzer that included him, but because she's dumped him on the floor, on the playmat, I can see his legs kicking because he's real. He got happy feet at the moment, and he's kind of a serious dude, I reckon, but he will smile at the moment, which is like starting to get quite rewarding. I had a good chat with the legend that is Deb Buckley about this and how when they smile you finally kind of get something back, which is really nice. And that's my sparkle spreader. Okay.
You're so cute, your side pony.
It just goes to the side. I don't do it on purpose.
Same. You need to get a tighter, more robust headband, hair tie bobble. I don't know if I have a sparkle spreader. No, I can't think of one because I'm not feeling well. I'm not sick, but coffee and stuff is not being digested the way it should be. It's not hitting the same. So that's fucking not sparkling.
You did exercise today. Is that your first one you've done?
It is since Thursday last week.
And did that feel good?
Yeah, it did actually. And it was really, really cool. And but what is quite funny is that I didn't look at the comments nor did I see them until the finish. And everyone said my sound was super muffly and it was in and out and it sounded like my sound was like my phone was sitting in water. Which I was like, oh gosh, sorry guys, but no problem. They were all with me, it was fine. But then I took my cover off at the end and I just found that there was a copious amount of sand in all of the speakers in my phone.
That's a classic Jess move.
And that is, you know, and like I didn't know how to get it out. So Dorian had to. And anyway, that's fine. But yeah, I did feel way better after doing some exercise. Just
say that word again.
Exercise.
Oh, do you need?
Can't beat chicken.
Can't beat chicken.
Oh, we shouldn't go there. Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Well, we need to give context. It's our dad, guys. It's our dad. Yeah, he says it all the time.
Loves chicken. Loves chicken. Yeah.
Righto. And he likes to exercise Mal, his dog.
Righto.
See
you next time.
Yeah, righto.
Righto. Bye.
Righto.